How was your meditation?
It was great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Joanne, you had a good meditation, didn't you? Any question? Anybody? Or sharing of your practice? I'd like to ask you a question since you are always questionless. And that is, who can tell me what means by self-realization?
When you wake up.
Okay.
Stop struggling and just be.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Everybody doing well. Come on, brave up. Say whatever. As silly as possible, as profound as possible. It really makes no difference.
It's not like they say, being the fullest
uh-huh.
that you can be. You know,
yeah.
Growing and expanding
uh-huh.
and awakening and
uh-huh. Anybody else?
Just the only one.
Just the only one. Men don't dare to come in?
I think it's kind of a pure communication where all the crap and garbage is stripped away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have some sort of link with the source.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's very clean.
Mm-hmm. And who has link with the source?
Our real self. Whoever that might be.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anybody else?
How about experience as a oneness?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is no experience. It's just either oneness or not oneness. In oneness, there is no experience. Anybody else? I am in a very, very... I think I've gone pretty deep, and if you guys don't participate, I'm afraid I'm going to go very deep and we have to end the class. That's why I'm bringing question and answer to keep me alive.
Stay with us here.
Yes, that's a good okay. demand.
I have a problem.
Thank you. That's going to make me alert.
How about these flowers?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess because I'm feeling, more energized or something mm-hmm. with my starting this meditation mm-hmm. practice and also created my yoga. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I started going back to writing poetry. Mm-hmm. And also bought myself a computer, so you know it kind of helps to edit. But this weekend I was working on it, and I start getting too like almost over absorbed in it, and had a almost I guess maybe too I'm not saying mental or whatever, but I had a hard time kind of going to the silence in my meditation. And I don't want it to be, you know,
mm-hmm.
contradictory. I want it to
mm-hmm.
go together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I feel kind of off balance a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, out of balance is very good. I tell you why it's good. Because unless you see the extreme, you will never have the maturity to stay in the middle. So you watch yourself how it is to be peaceful, and you watch yourself how it is to get involved with the mind, and you will go back and forth until you learn exactly to your own peace and comfort. As soon as it's getting too much involvement, you go back to inspiration part of yourself. Because when your poetry started, it started from a good place. Then the mind decided, this is awesome, let me interfere with it. And it messed it up. And so just watch yourself. Watch yourself being unhappy, and watch yourself being peaceful. And then eventually you find a place in between where you're comfortable. And that's why my... going back to our question, self-realization is when you do not concern yourself with individuality. To the extent that we have let go of our individuality, we have self-realization. An individual cannot be self-realized. The more you understand of you who you are, the less you think you are an individual. The less you think you are an individual, the more you are that you are. So, dying daily, that's what it means. What is dying? The falsehood, the lies, the chaotic. And so, how to achieve it? That's how. Go through life with the eyes half closed, symbolically. With a single eye. So, we're going to talk about individuality, and a lot of people, and I've said that before, but it's such an incredibly important point. A lot of people talk about there is only God, I am God, you are God, we're all God. They talk about unity, but there is not an inch of understanding there. Not an inch. Once one truly experiences less and less individuality, one will be in the state of being. We individual, you see, this is the problem. The world has individualized God. My God is the image that I have of him in my mind, or her. Some people say her because they just want woman, give more power to the woman. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, she is black.
Some say black and some say white. And as soon as we individualize God, we don't have a God, we have an idol. And then my idol could be so much more greater than your idol, so why don't we kill each other over it? It's not even real. We are having violence over imagination. But what to do?
What we do is we laugh.
Oh my God. It's really funny. It's really funny. If you're an older student in this class, you can laugh with me. If you are not, you're going to say, well, where did I end up here tonight?
Somebody asked about stress. This is the opposite of stress.
No, this is not the opposite of the stress. Is when you drop the both side.
You're completely you're in a state of beautifulness right now.
Yes, it is. I don't.
Oh, I have another question.
Bring it on. Go on.
I have a friend, call her daughter, but and she says she's getting more conscious of things, and she's doing a lot of healing, and she says I'm becoming more quiet, and she says, you know, is that being boring? Is that being boring? Because, you know, she just talks.
She thinks you are more quiet?
No, she said, am I getting boring? To herself, about herself. And I tried to explain to her that it's not, you know, you're just more, I guess, centered and...
She's still in the body consciousness.
Well, so am I.
No, I'm kidding. That is very true.
Better explanation.
That's right.
Maybe,
yes, it is true. A lot of people, when they experience silence, they think they're going to lose friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are so in tune to be bubbly and bring life to our friends. And then when you're quiet, you feel like, what if I lose them? You know? I lost a ton of friends. But the ones that are sticking around me through incredible laughter and other weird stuff, those are the ones that actually begin to taste it themselves. And so you can understand her because you tasted it. So you both have something in common, and it's really, really beautiful. And the best thing you said to her is no, it's a wonderful thing that is happening to you, and it is. When you go more and more into that silence, there will be an opening for poetry. There will be an opening for creative writing. There will be an opening for sculptures and songwriting. But it has to come spontaneously, and when it stops the flow, don't follow it anymore. Drop it. So as long as you have a flow with your poetry, write them. As soon as you feel like you're using your mind to come up with another line, put the whole thing away. That's the middle path. That is living by the spirit rather than by the mind and the body.
Just on what you said, I completely agree with that because a few years ago I just started writing poetry, and I wasn't trying to make anything up. It was just whatever came to me. I wrote down and didn't make any sense to me until I got done with the poem.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept writing. I have like books full, and I started going to open mics and reading them, and people just told me how much it helped them and this and that, something else. And
yes.
Then it just kind of came to
An end.
And
yes.
They're like, are you still writing? And I'm like, well, when it comes to me.
Yes.
They're like, well, you
yes, because you can
me.
Own it.
No,
you can own
it.
That this type of inspiration, you can own it. The moment you want to own it and keep it and create it, you're mimicking what is not already left you.
Yeah.
So you always wait for this movement to do it, and once the movement is gone.
Why is that? Does it have to be shared with others?